Years since Elaine O'Hara was murdered by Graeme Dwyer. Mobile phone data formed part of the prosecution case that resulted in him being convicted in 2015. Gardaí were able to access this information using laws brought in 2011 on foot of a European directive. This has been challenged and a ruling on it is to be given today by the Court of Justice of the European Union. An opinion has already been given by the Advocate General, a top advisor to the European Court, but today we'll hear if the Court agrees with it. The opinion made it clear that existing European case law does not allow a general and indiscriminate retention of mobile phone metadata. With more, I'm joined by our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, will you tell us some more of the background to this judgment that we're going to hear and hopefully will hear before we go off air at 9 o'clock this morning?
Yes, it's all about mobile phone metadata, Mary, and as you said, it played a key part in the prosecution of Graeme Dwyer for the murder of Elaine O'Hara. It's data which allows people to see where a phone is at certain times and what other numbers it's in contact with. And the data was retained and accessed under Irish legislation on foot of a European directive, but that directive was later found to be invalid. And there have been a number of rulings from the Court of Justice of the EU ever since, outlining its opposition to a system of indiscriminately retaining this data. Now, shortly before his trial began in 2015, Graeme Dwyer began legal proceedings challenging the retention and accessing of his mobile phone metadata. And in 2018, the High Court here ruled in his favour, finding that the legislation did breach EU law because it allowed for this indiscriminate retention of data and because there was no independent oversight of the system for accessing it. The state appealed and it argued in the Supreme Court that the position of the Court of Justice of the EU wasn't fully clear, and so the court agreed to refer a number of issues to that court.
So will this earlier opinion that we have from the Advocate General now, will that provide something of a roadmap for us to what we might expect from the court today?
Well, previous experience and previous case law suggests that indeed it will. There was a hearing in September last year before a Grand Chamber of the Court in Luxembourg, and the state argued that the ability of law enforcement agencies to use this data was essential to upholding the rule of law, to investigating serious crimes, and it was supported by other member states. I think 14 member states made submissions about this, showing the importance of this issue for member states in Europe. But this initial opinion by the court's Advocate General very firmly rejected the member states' arguments, absolutely rejected arguments in favour of the general retention of mobile phone metadata. The Advocate General said this wasn't allowed under existing European case law, that it could only be allowed if there was a threat to national security and not for the investigation of crime or the prosecution of serious offences. He had quite a rebuke to Ireland, really. He said that the answers to the questions that the Supreme Court had posed were already in the case law or could be inferred from it, and really came down on the side of upholding privacy rights rather than data retention. He also said that the breach of EU law has retrospective effect. It can't just be effective from the moment the Supreme Court declares it to be in breach. And even the case was linked to a German case, and the Advocate General found in that case that even imposing a strict time limit on the time data can be held for didn't deal with the issue. Now, it is a non-binding opinion of an Advocate General, but the CJEU tends to follow this opinion in a majority of cases. Some estimates say it's in 75% of cases, some say it's more, 95% of cases, but certainly in a majority of cases. And given the case law from the CJEU to date, it would be surprising if they rejected the AG's opinion.
So just finally then, what are the repercussions here if the court is of the same opinion as the Advocate General, and the repercussions for the Graeme Dwyer case?
Yes, well, there are implications for the investigation of crime generally in member states across the EU. And I suppose the problem is the prosecuting authorities don't know what data they need until the crime is committed. And by then, it's too late if the data hasn't been retained. By the time they know what they're looking for, it's gone. And in its arguments before the CJEU, the Attorney General, Paul Gallagher, argued that, for example, if authorities were restricted in the use of such data, they would be frustrated, he said, to the point of impossibility. Sweden, for example, also argued that internet crime could be committed with impunity. In regard to Graeme Dwyer, his case will go back then to the Supreme Court for a final judgment. If the Court of Justice ruling goes as people expect it to, then the Supreme Court too is likely to have no choice but to rule in his favour. That doesn't necessarily mean he'll be released and that his appeal will be successful. His appeal then has to be heard by the Court of Appeal, and that's a separate matter. The ruling may help him, but it doesn't automatically mean success. It'll be up to the Court of Appeal to decide whether the data should have been admitted in his trial and what effect the ruling will have on his appeal.
And if you have that judgment before nine, we'll come back to you. Orla O'Donnell, thank you very much.